Genesis, the 49th chapter. It's so wonderful to be able to study God's Word and look upon it. It's not like modern-day prophets. It's for real. These prophecies here will take us to the end of time. Jacob is about to bless his sons and curse his sons at the same time. They had, in our last class, we talked about the Canaanite Wars. And this one here, we're going to talk about Jacob is on his deathbed and he's blessing his sons. Then Jacob summoned his sons and said, "Assemble yourselves that I may tell you what shall befall you in the days to come." This is pure prophecy and it's by the inspiration of God. "Gather together and hear, O sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father." He uses his name Jacob, and then he uses his name, his what we might call covenant name that God gave to him, Israel, the man who wrestles with God. Reuben, you are my firstborn. My might and the beginning of my strength. Preeminent in dignity and preeminent in your power, uncontrolled as water. You have not have preeminence. You will not have preeminence. Because you went to your father's bed. Now remember, Reuben is the one that defended Joseph. But Reuben went to his father's bed. He took his wife. Because you went into your father's bed, then you defiled it, and he went upon my couch. Simeon and Levi are your brothers. The first comes, he starts out with the bad boys. He starts out with these bad boys. Their swords are implements of violence. Hamas is the Hebrew word, Hamas. Implements of cruelty. Let my soul not enter into their council. Let not my glory be united with their assembly. Boy, that is on his deathbed now. Because of their anger, they slew men. They slew converts. And in their self-will, they lamed oxen. They went in there to Shechem, and they killed brand new converts. These converts had been circumcised and added to the nation of Israel as one family. Simeon and Levi went in there. After 3 days, these men had been sore from being circumcised, and they killed every one of them, took their wives, their cattle, their sheep, lamed their oxen so they couldn't plow with them. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will disperse them in Jacob. Now remember, they're not going to have any inheritance now. The Levites didn't have any inheritance, even though they were the spiritual leaders of Israel. I will scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Remember Judah now. Judah is the one that had a sexual relationship with his daughter-in-law. Because he thought that she was a prostitute. Not only a prostitute, but a pagan prostitute. A pagan priestly prostitute. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down to you. Judah is a lion's whelp. Now, as we went in and read about the Canaanite Wars, who was the leader? It was Judah, lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you've gone up. He couches, he lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who dares to rise him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah. For the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh comes, he said, you will be on the throne. Your descendants shall be on the throne until Messiah comes. And this happened. Remember later on that in the land of Bethlehem, in the land of Palestine, in the land of Israel, that Antony and Cleopatra will put Herod on the throne. But before he puts Herod on the throne, the Messiah will be born at that time. He will come. And to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. He ties his foal to the vine and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He washes his garments with wine. This is Revelation, the 19th chapter. The lion of the tribe of Judah coming back in the tribulation period, right here in this period of time, at the end of that tribulation period. His robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are red and darkened from wine. And his teeth are white from milk. They're white-like or whitened by milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the seashore and shall be a haven for ships. Now, all of this, if you go to Revelation, the 19th chapter, verse number 11, this is a fulfillment of this prophecy when Jesus comes again. Zebulun shall dwell in the seashore. He shall be a haven for ships, and his flank shall be towards Sidon. Issachar is a robust donkey, a strong donkey, lying down between the sheepfolds. When he saw that a resting place was good and that the land was pleasant, he bowed his shoulder to bear burdens, and he became a slave to forced labor. Let's go on a little further now. And Dan shall judge his people. Dan means judge, remember. As one of the tribes of Israel, Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path, that bites at the horse's heels, so that his rider falls backwards. For thy salvation I wait, O Lord. This is talking about Jesus now. And as for Gad, the raider shall raid him, but he shall raid at their heels. And as for Asher, his food shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a doe let loose. He gives forth beautiful words. Joseph is a fruitful bowl. A fruitful bowl by a spring, and its branches run over the wall. And the archers bitterly attacked him and shot at him and harassed him, but his bow remained firm. His arms were agile, and from the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, from there is the shepherd of the strong, or the stone, that is, of the stone of Israel. That's talking about Jesus, the stone that was rejected by the builders, Matthew 16 and 18, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. From the God of your father who helped you, and by the Almighty El Shaddai who blesses you, with blessings of heaven above, and blessings of the deep that lies beneath, the blessings of the breasts of the womb, and the blessings of your father have surpassed the blessings of my ancestor. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills may they be on the head of Joseph. Joseph means what? Means to increase. Joseph, the word Joseph means to be unstoppable, to be powerful, to be vigilant. Joseph means to conquer all things. He's unconquerable. And Joseph in 70 ways was the type of Jesus. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills may be on the head of Joseph. And on the crown of his head of the one destined who distinguished among his brothers. Joseph was more distinguished than all his brothers. His life was righteous like Christ's life. His life was true. He always did what he was supposed to do. What God expected of him, he did. As you see Judah back in the land of Canaan, we see Joseph in the palace of Potiphar. And in that palace, Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. And he withstood against the temptation. And back in the land of Canaan, Judah sexually approaches his daughter-in-law Tamar, and she conceives, but he thinks it as a prostitute. One man sleeping with a prostitute and the other man conquering temptation with a woman that was chasing him. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning, he devours the prey, and in the evening, he divides the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. That is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He blessed them with every one with a blessing appropriate to that person. Appropriate to the person. Then he charged them and said, I'm about to die. I'm about to be gathered to my people and bury me with my fathers in a cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittite. Take me back to the cave of Machpelah for Sarah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. All of these will be buried there. Take me back and bury me in that cave. And I've been to that cave, to that place in Hebron. I'm about to be gathered my people, bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittite. Machpelah means double mouth cave. In other words, it's got two entrances. And in that cave in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought along with the field from Ephraim the Hittite for burial site. There they buried Abraham, his wife Sarah, and there they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah, and there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it purchased from the sons of Heth. When Jacob finished charging all his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed. And he breathed out his last, and he gathered to his people. He doesn't talk about being put in the grave, does he? I mean, he does. He said, I want you to bury my body in my grave. But Jacob consciously, Jacob knowingly is going to go to Sheol, the place of departed spirits, and he knows that. He's going to be gathered to his people. And he'll be with these people. Shall we see our loved ones that are in the Lord when we die? From all evidence, as we see here, we will be gathered to our people when we die. To our people. And when we're gathered to our people, we're going to have escorts. According to the book of Luke in the 16th chapter, it talks about angels going and taking Lazarus and escorting him to Abraham's bosom, which is the place that he was gathered. When we die in this world, we're going to be gathered, we're going to be taken, and we evidently shall see our loved ones with our own eyes. We shall touch them, we shall hug them, we shall know them as we knew them on this world. Our Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify you, to give your people confidence in the everlasting arms that you hold us and the everlasting promises which you have given to us. And Father, we look forward to someday to be with our loved ones, with our people, in an everlasting kingdom that never ends. Father, please use this message for your honor and glory. Please forgive me where I failed you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.